Hi, boys and girls. That's the familiar theme song of the Children's Bible Club. You've probably heard it week after week, but have you listened to the message of the words? That little song is packed full of truth, and it ends with, "He's, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's coming soon for me." It's true. Jesus is coming soon for every boy and girl and man and woman who has received Him as Savior and is trusting in His cleansing blood for salvation. I wonder if you're ready to meet the Lord. Well, that's just what this program's all about. So listen up and join in with the choir as they sing. Thank you, choir. Isn't the Lord good? When you think about His protection and care, the supply of your needs and His tender love towards you, isn't He wonderful? And I'm thankful for the love He put in many children's hearts for other children. Do you know, this week I received a good surprise from a class of fifth graders from a Christian school. They know and love the Children's Bible Club, and they saved up some of their own money to help us reach other boys and girls for the Lord. They realize you don't have to be a big grown-up to do something for Jesus. They've already started. I really appreciate their giving and their love and prayers, and I trust they'll continue to pray and be a witness and serve the Lord. Maybe you've done something special or unusual for the Lord, too. I'd like to hear from you and have you share it with me and other Bible Clubbers. Just write me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or maybe you'd rather write an email. Good, here's our email address, AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. That's all lowercase letters and no spaces. That address is AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Now, it's time for more singing.
Thank you.
Today's story is From Palace to Desert. Growing up as the grandson of the Pharaoh was quite an experience for Moses, with servants to wait on him and other royal children with whom to play and study, with fine food and luxuries. His future as royalty seemed quite secure. His princess mother and grandfather Pharaoh were no doubt proud as they watched him grow to manhood. With the best education and military training, he would surely become a great leader in Egypt. One day, while he was watching the Israelite slaves work, Moses saw one suffering under his heavy load as an Egyptian taskmaster cruelly beat him. Moses swelled with anger at such injustice. His mind flooded with the truths about his people that his mother had taught him when he was little. He may have been reared as an Egyptian, but these poor Hebrew slaves were his people, his kindred. He couldn't allow one of his own to endure such brutality. Rage rose within him, and his muscles flexed in heated fury. He looked both ways to be sure no one was watching. Then Moses seized the cruel slave master and killed him. Quickly, he dug a deep hole in the sand, stuffed the body in it, and covered it with sand. Yes, the evidence of his awful deed was buried and secret. No one would ever know. He brushed off the sand, heaved a deep sigh, regained his royal bearing, and returned to the palace, satisfied with justice done. The next day, Moses went out again to survey the construction work. This time, he saw two Hebrew slaves fighting. Moses saw who started the trouble, so he forced himself between the two and demanded of the bully, "Why are you fighting your Hebrew brother like this?" The man fired back, "It's none of your business. Who made you a prince to rule over us? Who made you our judge? Are you going to kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday?" Moses was stunned. What he thought was done in secret was known, and the news traveled fast. When word reached Pharaoh about the murder, he was furious. Moses would pay. Moses would pay with his life, and orders went out to kill him. Now Moses' life was in danger. He escaped the palace. As a fugitive, he ran for his life through the desert until he crossed the border into Midian. At last he stopped, exhausted by a well to rest and regain strength. What awful trouble he was in, all because he tried to help his own people. He was desperate. No home, no friends, no food, nothing. What was he going to do? In his despair, he looked up and saw some young ladies herding their father's large flock of sheep toward the well. Young ladies, indeed. 7 of them. If Moses hadn't been so tired, he might have been excited. But he just backed away so the girls could get to the water. It was hard for the girls to draw enough water for so many sheep, but it was worse when rough shepherds blocked the well and drove the girls and their sheep away. Well, Moses wouldn't stand for that. He waded into those ruffians, drove them away, and then watered the sheep for the girls. It was amazing to see the big, strong man make quick work of a big job, and the girls were able to go home early. When their father saw them returning so soon, he asked how they watered the sheep so quickly. "Oh, father," they answered, "a nice man was at the well today. He drove the mean shepherds away and then drew water for our sheep. It was wonderful." "Well, where is he? He did all that for you, and you didn't even bring him home for supper? What were you thinking? Hurry, go call him to eat with us," which they gladly did. Moses not only came for supper, he stayed. He stayed and worked for their father, the priest of Midian, and herded his sheep. He stayed so long, in fact, that at last he married one of those pretty girls. Zipporah became Moses' wife, and later God gave them a darling little boy named Gershom. Moses was happy with his family and work, but at times he was puzzled by the strange events that had brought him to this place. Born the child of slaves, reared as a prince in a palace, now he was a lowly shepherd in the wilderness. What was the sense of it? Was his life just a waste? No, Moses couldn't see it then, but God was preparing him for a special job. God was using his humble beginnings and early instruction, his education and military training, even his long days with pokey old sheep, as training for God's purpose for his life. And God has a purpose for your life, too. You may not see it all now, but if you will trust Christ as your Savior and yield your life to His will, you will see how God will lead and use you for His glory. Don't dodge or refuse Him. Submit to God and know the joy of serving Him. And be sure to listen next week to see what happens to Moses. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.